You're listening to Stoke FM 92.5 FM or www.stokefm.com to listen live online. I'm Megan Dooling, and here's some local news. The life of Devon Gale was memorialized over the weekend in Revelstoke. The 19-year-old was on an initial attack crew with BC Wildfire Services. She was responding to a wildfire near Jordan Creek on July 12th when a cedar tree fell on her. She was flown to the Revelstoke Hospital, where she died. The celebration of her life started at the Revelstoke Fire Station. An honor guard made up of firefighters from the Kamloops and Kelowna departments led a procession. Following them were Devon's colleagues, BC Wildfire Service members in red shirts and blue pants. Aside from the pipe band, hundreds of firefighters and first responders marched in silence through the town to the high school auditorium. Members of the public lined the procession route and followed it, hundreds of people walking together in silence to the high school. Devon Gale grew up in Revelstoke. She was a trampoline gymnast, a swimmer, volleyball player, firefighter, and she had finished her second year of a nursing degree at UBC Okanagan. Members of her family were escorted to the front of the auditorium, including her parents, Filomeno and Graham. The funeral was personal and intimate. It was public at the same time. Premier David Eby and dignitaries from the government also sat in the front. Thousands of people were in attendance, in the auditorium, performing arts center, in the forum, spilling outside of the high school, and online. Revelstoke Mayor Gary Sills is also the director of Revelstoke Funeral Services. He was the master of ceremonies.
I want to welcome all of you here this afternoon and say thank you for being here.
Jill Drake was Devon's trampoline coach through her school years.
Year after year, I got to spend time with this little girl as she grew from being this spunky young lady into her teenage years. And we worked our way through high school. And man, that girl worked. She worked so hard at everything she did. She worked hard in the gym. She worked hard at schoolwork. She worked hard in every part of her life.
Stephen Hood is a technician with the BC Wildfire Services in the Columbia Fire Zone, based in Revelstoke.
And there's a lot of love in this room. And I'm not even close to being out of tears. I was once a crew member, just like Devon. As a crew member, I never questioned, what are we doing out here? It wasn't that long ago that we had a different philosophy, that all forest fires should be extinguished. That was the message conveyed by our beloved former mascot, Smokey Bear. We have since learned that where and when it makes sense, we can leave fires to burn. That concept of eliminating wildfire had some lasting and negative impacts on our landscape. But none of that was of any significance to me back in 2008, when, like Devon, I began my career here in Revelstoke. I thought I had won the lottery to be part of something so cool, so exciting, so thrilling. I was part of a team. I was learning at an accelerated rate how to safely operate a chainsaw, how to move water to where it was needed and use it sparingly, how to get out of a helicopter while it was still in the air. And then when the call came to respond to a fire, an overwhelming feeling of excitement. It was always smiles and high fives. That nervous feeling of not knowing what you're going to be faced with, but seeing your crew leader outwardly confident and excited, but as I later learned, more concerned than the crew members, facing a different set of worries and concerns, focusing more on ensuring the crew is prepared, not just with required gear, but also mentally and physically up to the task. The terrain in this zone is grueling. Walking 200 meters through Devil's Club and Slide Alder on 45-degree slopes is immensely difficult. I can assure you she got to see many parts of this area that few others get to see. Immensely beautiful and so full of life. I wonder if, like me, she planned her next camping trip based on the newly discovered landscape that unfolded before her with every flight to a fire. I wonder if how many of those adventures remained planned and shelf-ready, but never lived. The crew leader, who may be only a few years more experienced than the crew member, wears many hats. Often, they are fallers, danger tree assessors. They must complete the initial fire report, the final fire report, assess resource needs, assess crew. Keep them safe. It's a big load to carry. Devon, in her third season, was a hot commodity to any crew leader. She would have provided them with a sense of ease and comfort, knowing that she could be left to manage her objectives with minimal direction. Devon was at the peak of her career. But eventually, we all get to that point where we start asking those questions. What are we doing out here? The answers are not always evident. Are we protecting a community, wildlife habitat, timber values? It could be one of those, it could be all three or more. Regardless, the task in and of itself, to contain and extinguish a wildfire when you're actually doing it, doesn't require an explanation. It's the most fun you will ever have at work. Thank you, Philomena, Graham, Nolan, Caitlin, entire family, Revelstoke Acrobats, the Aqueducts, her friends, for loaning Devon to us. I'm sorry we can't repay the favor. This was an inequitable transaction, and we are forever in your debt.
You're listening to Stoke FM, 92.5 FM, and www.stokefm.com to listen live online. I'm Megan Dooling, and you're listening to some local news. Casey Robinson is the initial attack crew supervisor for the Columbia Fire Zone.
I first met Devon in her junior season. Every year we train a group of local grade 12 students, and once the school year is done, they come and join us for fire season. I was one of the people who trained and interviewed the juniors that year. And when I met Devon, she struck me as being thoughtfully reserved, with a drive and a desire to learn. With fire, I tell everyone who joins us, you get out of it what you put into it. And Devon really took this to heart. Devon started in 2021, which you may remember was a very big fire season. And crews are having a hard time putting out fires. Yet somehow Devon's crew, the Southeast 450 crew, they seemed to be putting out at least one fire a day, if not more. They were doing an amazing job under really difficult conditions. Philomena and Graham, you've raised three amazing young people. You've given so much to our fire zone. And Revelstoke, through your family, the junior program, and even letting our firefighters live at your house. Devon's passing is a significant loss for all of you, and we want you to know that the Columbia Zone will be here for you in the days and years to come. Your grief will never go away, but I hope that over time it softens, and you will always be part of the Columbia Zone family.
Devon was in her third year of firefighting. She had recruited both her siblings to the Columbia Fire Zone crew in that time, Nolan and Kaylin Gale. Like Casey mentioned, her parents also took in firefighters. The family is referred to as the Gale Force. Here's Nolan and Kaylin.
Devon, you're one of the best people I know. Although your humility would prevent you from ever saying it, you truly are one of the most considerate, compassionate, caring people to have ever graced the world with their presence. You only ever felt love for others, and it showed in the way you navigated life. Always willing to help, always willing to make time and put in effort for others, even if they wouldn't do the same. I'm so grateful to have grown up beside you. I'm grateful for the lessons you've taught me, for the love you've shared with me, for the good parts and the bad parts. I'm grateful to have spent one last day firefighting with you. I'm grateful to have been close to you when the tree fell. I'm grateful to have been one of the people who pulled you out from under it, because it meant I got a few extra minutes with you. Wherever you are, Dev, I hope you can feel the love. I hope you can see all of the hearts you've touched. To so many people, myself included, you're an inspiration and a hero.
Dev was not only my sister, but my best friend. Her favorite type of tree, was the Western Red Cedar, and her favorite flowers were purple lilacs. And maybe this is the call to action that we need to finally ask ourselves if we're fine with every summer having record-breaking numbers of fires and record-breaking temps and record-breaking natural disasters. Maybe this is what we needed to question whether we want firefighters like my 19-year-old sister being the hottest commodity in the country for 4 months straight every year. Maybe this is what we needed, because if anything I know, it's that the world isn't playing fair. Devin's favorite tree was the Western Red Cedar, and on that day, it was a cedar that took her life. And these summers, and their fires and their attempts won't stop, just because we lost a friend, colleague, or sister.
Premier Eby spoke to reporters after the funeral.
As a province, today we mourn with the Gale family, a selfless family of so intertwined with our wildfire fighting service, all three siblings working the front lines of fires in British Columbia, and two of them studying to be nurses. Devin was one of them studying to be a nurse. He's committed to that public service. They are an inspiration to all British Columbians. Our hearts go out to them, and their strength that they showed today and in raising such incredible kids was really noticed by everybody as the community came together. Thanks very much. Thanks.
Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.